Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. On April 26, 2019, students from the Basalt High School Gay Straight Alliance, along with Aspen Out, hosted the Word Prom at Carbondale Arts Launchpad. The Word Dance is an annual alternative prom and poetry slam that takes place to celebrate diversity in our community. On today's program, we will highlight voices from the Word Dance to celebrate Pride Month. Take a listen.
I'm Kate Bradley, the librarian at Basalt High School, and I sponsor our GSA club. And this is the fourth year that we've had this dance. It started with one of our students who got a grant from Five Point Film Festival, and it has gone from there. So I'm just so proud that this dance is still going on for 4 years, and hopefully it will keep going on. And I just think it's so important to recognize difference, and that's what this is all about. So I'm just always honored to be a part of this.
I'm Annie, and I think that stuff like this is important because when you're an LGBT plus teenager, sometimes you can feel like you're really alone, and this kind of stuff shows that there are a lot of people like you, and you're not alone, even if you feel like it.
My name is Daniela Rivera. I'm a junior at Roaring Fork High School. I think that this is like an important thing in the town of Carbondale, just because a lot of times people see like mountain towns and they're like, well, I don't see why we need this kind of resource here, just because the population isn't seen. And so this is a place, even if it's just like within your own community, to be seen, like you're still being seen. And all, like, even if people on the outside like don't see it, like, you know that it's there, and you know that like you can reach out and they'll help if need be, or vice versa, they can reach out to you. And I just think it's a lot of fun.
My name is Joanna. I go to Basalt Middle School, and I think it's important to get together for GSA, like things like prom, because people who are like treated differently because of who they love is like the worst possible thing you could do to a human. And I think it's important that everyone is treated like one in a place where we all come together and we dance and we don't really have to talk. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Abigail. I'm from Basalt High School, and I think this dance is really important because sometimes as LGBTQ plus, we kind of are shut down, and people around us in high school can like use it as insults, make fun of us, shut us down. We can be told we're monsters, like, and we see like articles on the news of kids committing suicide from being bullied because of this stuff. And I think it's really important that we have an environment where we can be like, you guys aren't alone, we're all here in this together, and it's really beautiful and a fun night. I am the vice president of our GSA currently, and I helped organize in our meeting and start talking about decorations and who's going to do food and decorations and different stuff, and we split that up between schools in the valley, so it's collaborative. And then we also try to just make it as welcoming and fun as possible, and I help set up as well, and we just try to think like what would look good and what would be the most fun. And we just really want everyone to have fun and feel comfortable.
Hi, my name's Chloe. I go to Colorado Rocky Mountain School. And I came to Word today because I think it's important to have a space where you're free to dance, really, regardless of who's around you and what's going on. Just to have a space where you're able to kind of just, you know, go crazy and like really, you know, be yourself. And yeah, just mess around with your best friends.
I'm Alice. I'm also from CRMS. And I think this is important because it's such a judgment-free zone where everybody can have fun and everyone's included, and we're all just here to have a good time and meet new people and make connections.
Okay, my name is Eliana, and I go to Colorado Rocky Mountain School. And I came to Word mostly just because my friends invited me. And besides, the like slogan sounded really cool, prom upside down and backwards. Although I do have to say, I like wrote prom on a piece of paper and flipped it upside down and turned it backwards. And the R doesn't work. Right? Because like the D comes from the P, right? The W comes from the M, but like what about the R?
Yeah,
like the O kind of works because it's like a circle, you know? But I don't know. But I just kind of came because I thought it would be interesting. And besides, I don't know, it's the image of prom is so focused on like this hetero like lifestyle, and it's always like the boy asks the girl out. And so it's kind of interesting to come to a prom that's, or I guess it's kind of a prom, but a dance that's focused on everything but that. Besides, it's really cool to see all those like rainbow flags up and everything.
I'm Maya, and I go to Aspen High School.
I wanted to come to this dance to have fun with my girlfriend and have like a safe space that I could just have fun. Yeah.
My name is Althea. I also go to Aspen High School, and I wanted to come here to have fun with my girlfriend and meet new people.
Hi, I'm Jamie Butler. I go to CRMS, and I'm here at Word because I feel that it's important for unique people to be represented and feel comfortable in a prom environment, because I feel like that's not really something that can be fully offered at like a normal prom event, and I think that's important. Plus I just am here because it's really fun and enjoyable, so yeah.
So I'm Natasha and I go to Basalt High School. This is important to me because all my friends are a part of the LGBTQ community, so I feel like I should support them, and I feel like, I don't know, it's just really special to me because like my family members and some of my like friends are gay and like lesbian and stuff, transgender, and I just feel like we need a safe like space.
My name's Janet Gordon. I'm a licensed professional counselor here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and I provide support, both emotional, mental health support, to a lot of the GSAs up and down the Roaring Fork Valley, and I also do individual counseling with anyone who identifies as any letter under the rainbow and their families. Well, I think the most important thing for any teenager and any one of us, honestly, is to feel accepted and to know that we're loved and wanted. And unfortunately, kids who are LGBTQAI don't always feel that way. And so having an opportunity where it's about them and for them and because of them is a way that all of us can show them that we do want them and care about them and believe in them and believe in who they are. Especially now with all the hate out there, it's super important to just say, yes, we want you. Yes, we accept you. Yes, we believe in you.
Would you mind breaking down for me the LGBTQAI?
Right. So it is a bit of an alphabet soup. And actually, we call the groups that we do when we go into the schools. It was named by the kids, actually. And they decided to name themselves Alphabet Soup. Because, you know, it used to be that all the letters that were recognized were LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and then trans. And now there's a lot more, you know, queer, intersexed, plus, you know, gender nonconforming, pansexual, asexual. I can't even list them all. And I think it's super important for people to feel like they have a way to identify themselves. I think it's also super important to not get caught up in labels. And so by saying, you know, we're here, what we do is we're here for anyone who identifies as any letter under the rainbow, that includes everyone, because however they identify is who they are. And that's wonderful. It also includes allies like myself who, you know, get to say, yes, you know, we want you to know that you're loved and part of the community. And every time I see these kids, you know, they're just so much braver and smarter and more advanced than it seems like a lot of us adults are, in how they're just able to say, whoever you are, awesome, I'm down with that. And I wish more of us adults were able to do that.
I'm Jax. I go to CRMS, and I'm here because, like, I don't know, this is an important thing. There needs to be a place for all the gay people to hang out. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Keenan, and I'm from Basalt Middle School, or High School. I'm here to support my friend Joe, who put this thing on, or helped put this thing on. I think it's important so we can empower the people in the LGBTQ community around us, and also to give people an alternative to other stuff, like prom, who don't feel comfortable going, that kind of stuff.
Hi, my name is Michael. I go to Basalt High School. I came to help support the community here and maybe hopefully see some of my old friends that might come. I feel like maybe some people that are in the community don't like going to normal prom, So this is a really good alternative for people, even still if they're not in the community, they might like want to go to something smaller, maybe not a big thing. I think that's important.
Okay, so I'm Hannah. I go to Basalt High School, and I think it's important to have dances like these because it's like you can be whoever you want, you can wear whatever you want. There's no dress code or anything. You just be yourself, and it's different than at prom because like if you're not wearing like your long dress or a tux, then you get judged harshly. But here, you can wear whatever you want, and no one will care, and it's really like inclusive and amazing. I think it's important because it just makes sure people know that they have a safe space to go, and they can, like, anyone here they can pretty much trust and, like, be friends with. Like, everyone here is so loving and exclusive. That word. You know what I mean.
I'm Baxter. I'm from CRMS, and I came here to show that I'm an ally and I support people in their expression of themselves and their ideas.
All right. I'm Belle, and I go to school at Colorado Rocky Mountain School, and I ended up coming here because of the fact that I at my last school, I was one of the only people who was out at all in the entire school district, and I got so much crap because of it. So being able to find places like my current school and like this dance where I know that I won't be judged and it's a safe space and I can just be myself and just have fun and not worry about anything is something that I've been craving since I was little. And it's really nice too because instead of like worrying about, oh my God, it's like a big dance, I have to like look a certain way. Oh my gosh, there's gonna be people there, I have to act a certain way. I can just be like, no, this is gonna be a chill dance, I get to go and have fun. And it's perfect.
Okay, I'm Fiona. I'm a junior at Colorado Rocky Mountain School. And I wanted to come to this because I love the environment and the people, and it's always so much fun. And it's just really an opportunity to do whatever you want, and no one's gonna tell you not to. And I think it's really important because it really helped me get to know a lot more people in the community that I didn't before, especially because I go to a boarding school. We're kind of our own little bubble. So it was really awesome to be able to come to this and get to meet so many new people who are like me and fun to be around. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Christy. I also go to the Colorado Rocky Mountain School. And I like coming here because it's a really accepting environment. It's definitely very different from other high school dances because there's no expectation that you're going to have a date or you're going to have to spend money on a dress. It's just like, come as you are, be who you are. And it definitely feels like really safe to like dance how you want and like meet new people. You end up like dancing with strangers in a non-creepy way and maybe slightly creepy. And it's a blast. And yeah.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. In celebration of Pride Month, we are highlighting individuals who attended the Word Dance that took place in April. Word is an alternative dance which celebrates the diversity in our community. Word is sponsored by Aspen Out and coordinated by the Basalt High School GSA.
I'm Tyler. I'm a senior at Roaring Fork High School. And I think that the Word Dance is a really important thing that I'm really grateful we have in our community because Inpari is organized by students and it's supported by organizations like Aspen Out, but for the major part it was started by a student and it's been continued on by the different GSAs at the different high schools in the valley, and we all kind of come together and say, okay, we're going to put this together as a space that anybody can come to and be themselves and really express themselves, because it's scary and not always, you know, easy to do that socially at regular proms and regular dances, and having this kind of alternative prom, this option like the Word Dance, is just really important because it shows we have these people in our community that we want to support and we want to show love to and we want to give space to.
All right. Hi, I'm Sky Trenchard and I go to Basalt High School, and I think gay prom is an important event because it is an event that allows everyone to be welcomed in an area where they can feel appreciated, because I know that some gay people feel very uncomfortable at normal prom because of the way they're judged, the way they look walking in with someone of their own gender. And so I feel like it's important for everyone to feel accepted whether you're straight or not, and this dance is a perfect opportunity for everyone to just get together and have fun and there's no judgment.
So yeah.
Hi, I'm Sylvia. I go to Basalt High School. And I think that everything going on here is important because everyone should be equal in no matter who you are, you know, or like how you were born. I think if you feel that you can be expressed by a way, then you should always like do that. Don't let other people like, you know, shut you down, all that.
My name's Maddie Curry. I'm here because I'm supposed to be a chaperone. Quotation marks, but no, and also because Janet is a very close friend of mine, and we do a lot of work through Gay Ski Week because I'm a producer of that, and so that's how I'm kind of tied in with this too because of Aspen Out. But then also, it's good to be here because it's Queen of the Gays. I feel like it's nice to see that that's it wasn't there. We didn't have this when I went to school. You know what I mean? There was not this at all. There was like so much hate, so much everything. There wasn't even like a gay prom at all. So it's really cool to me, and these kids are so young and they're so brave. And so I want to show support, you know what I mean? Because I paved the way, but they're like kind of paving the way, not as good as I did. But but it was just really exciting because they're just like to see all these people just be themselves, you know what I mean? And that's like what's really important in life is to be you. I just love doing all the stuff for the LGBTQ, you know what I mean? Like it's a huge, it means a lot to me, you know what I mean? And it's just, I'm just so proud of all these kids here and it's like so cool. They're like, it's their prom. It's turning out so well. And it's giving kids, like, in the Gay Straight Alliance things to do instead of, like, turning to, like, drugs and alcohol and partying and things like that. Because that's not good or safe, you know what I mean? Because of all the suicides and everything, you know what I mean? Like, depressions and things like that. And so it's nice for the kids to have a safe place, you know what I mean, that they could go to. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne. And I chose to go to this alternative prom because I think it's a great way to find people in the Valley who have similar tastes. Also, I feel kind of outcasted at prom, and I don't have money to pay for prom. I'm not into that. So this is nice, and I have so many friends who go here, so yeah.
Hi, my name is Wyatt, and I go to CRMS here in Carbondale, Colorado. I came here because someone invited me over here, and I kind of wanted to look into what it was more about. And after coming here, I realized it's a great way for people to express themselves.
My name is Joe Altmeyer. I'm dual enrolled in CMC and Basalt. This is a really important event for the community and also for like younger queer people because the first time I came to one of these dances, I was really scared. And I know just like just out in general, the first time as a closeted person, as you see like a queer or trans or like gay person be authentically themselves, you're just like, wow, that can be me. And so this event, it's a place where other LGBT kids can, you know, like find each other, create community, but also because it's important because you'll see people more comfortable with their sexuality or gender identity. And it'll give you a little bit of hope for the future. And that's, yeah, that's a good reason why I'm here.
I'm Marjorie Hellier. I go to Colorado Rocky Mountain School, which is also a really small school. So one reason I'm here is because we don't have a prom at our school. So this is a really cool opportunity to have a dance. And also as someone like who identifies with the community, it's like kind of a cool opportunity to meet new people. Just like wanting to meet other people, yeah.
Okay, so my name's Becca. I'm a student at Yampa Mountain High School. And I was dragged here by my sister. and I think it's important for everyone to be accepted, no matter who they are. Okay, I'm Maddie. I go to Basalt High School. I'm just here. I think it's a cool thing to have because, like, I think there are some kids who don't feel comfortable going to a regular prom because, like, if they showed up with their date who's potentially, like, the same sex, it would be an awkward thing, which isn't fair, but I think that happens a lot. I'm just here as an ally, here with my friends. They talked me into coming. I wanted to be home, but here I am. So I think it's a good thing, and I think it's gonna be really fun, and it's cool.
Hi, my name's Tibet Boyer. I'm a member of the local community. I live in Glenwood, and I'm here tonight at Word Prom, Prom Word. Things like this are extremely important to the community, both in my personal experience and from what I know to talking to other people, because Word does something that very few places offer. It creates an environment so kids can go to this traditional thing we've had for years, prom. And for the kids who don't feel as accepted or comfortable in those situations, people that might be regularly judged, teased, etc., people are currently going through gender discovery and that whole thing is just a mess. There's so many reasons why kids probably don't want to go to prom anymore. And this provides an excuse, an opportunity, an environment for people who feel the same way to come together and know that there's no judgment, that they're in a place where they're all going to love each other because all they ever want themselves is to be loved. And places like WIRD are important because they build community for youth in a way that school just doesn't do by itself. And we need more things like this. And to do more things like this wouldn't just help our community, it would help all communities and the next generation in general.
Okay, so my name is Maya, and I go to Basalt High School. I came to the WIRD dance to come support my friends, because most of my friends here are bisexual or gay or trans. And yeah, I just feel like this community needs to be very spoken about. And I'm really happy that we're having a Pride Parade, because I've really wanted to have one here. And like, I don't know, Pride Parade just sounds really cool. And my band, Basalt Streetcorns, is playing for it. So I'm really happy that we get to represent some cool music during Pride Parade. I also helped organize a little. I mean, I blew the balloons. I set up the, strings. yeah, and then the flags and everything. It's really fun, taking pictures of everyone. So I'm a supporter.
I'm Maddie, and I'm a sophomore at Basalt High School, and I helped set up the dance today. And it was really fun because setting this up is important to me because I feel like there's no representation of LGBT in my school very much outside of GSA. So I feel like setting this up allows the community to come together and love each other for who they are and be yourself. Like, people are in there dancing how they would never dance at homecoming because they feel more accepted here. And it's just a great way for our community to gather together and be yourself in a place where people won't judge you for who you are, how you're dressed.
My name is Sarah. I go to Colorado Rocky Mountain School as well. The reason that I came here is because, as Chloe said earlier, it's a place where you don't have to worry about who's watching. And you can just let go of all the stresses and let go of your brain and just have fun.
I am here because it is important to always show solidarity and love and joy between all people.
I think it's one thing to talk about inclusivity and equality, and it's a whole nother thing to celebrate it and to uplift it.
This is extremely important that everybody realizes we're all part of one race, the human race, and we all have to get along. And in order to do that, gay, straight, whatever you are, has to be marching together in unity.
Thanks for listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. Support for this program comes from Aspen Out. For more information about Aspen Out, visit aspenout.org. For LGBTQ+ teens, parents, and allies seeking support, visit PFLAG on Facebook or call Janet Gordon Counseling at 970-370-4983. A special thanks to you, Paige Gibbons, for the production of this project, to the Basalt Gay Straight Alliance for hosting the WIRD Dance, and for all the students and adults willing to share their thoughts and opinions. Thank you for listening. When the beat's too much, you drop that cup. One left and your right hands up. Everybody just. Everybody just. Swing your hip to the left and right. If you know about the bus stop dance, you jack up. Just shake. Let me see that.
Let me get in there.